Do you like watching movies? Well, so do I. My name is CG Kaiser. Listen to me and my special guests talk about the worst and the best movies of all time on this little thing I like to call
Film Chat.
There was a frog stuck in my throat. Sorry.
Welcome to Film Chat. Hi, I'm CG Kaiser, your host every week, and I'm sitting with my special guest today, Dr.
Peter Green, a marine biologist.
Peter Green. And actually, that's a pretty good fitting title for this
Movie. I assume I was called in to have an expertise to the movie. Mega Piranha.
Mega Piranha, done by The Asylum, filmed in 2010. Yes, a big 2010, two whole years ago.
Well, yeah, it hasn't dated a bit either.
No, it's still relevant to today.
It still is, yeah, it's even more relevant today.
Got quite a few cast in this one. Has 80s pop sensation Tiffany.
Tiffany, yes. Yeah, something that would have slipped the line, I think we're alone now.
Yep.
Somewhere into the movie. Yeah.
But no, I think that's the one where she gets her real money from, because she must have got paid lots of money for
students. If you wonder what Tiffany's been doing since about 1987, I think eating a lot of cake.
Well, according to her IMDb page, also appearing in Playboy not too long ago.
Would be a 3 or 4 page spread that way.
And that's just for the picture, the one picture. Yeah. Also, it stars, what's his name?
Barry Williams. Now, you might know him better as Greg Brady.
Yep, and what do they call him in this movie? Bob Grady?
Bob Grady. He's a little...
No, sorry, go on.
Oh, I think it's just a little subtle nod to...
But that's the thing. People watching this are probably not fans of the Brady Bunch. People will enjoy this,
Have you ever picked up a video and said, I'm going to watch this because Greg Brady's in it? No.
Never. No. Never.
But it wasn't even put... His name wasn't on the cover.
Yeah,
it was an added surprise. I like that.
It also had that main guy in it. Paul Logan, that's it.
Yes.
A very ripped guy who can do karate kicks, but is probably as bland as Anakin Skywalker.
I was most concerned that his hair plugs were not going to make it to the end of the movie intact. But
well, I was surprised that they are, throughout this whole movie, it's an action sci-fi movie, and the entire time his face was perfect. No sweat, no dirt, no nothing.
I thought he was going to explode at one stage when you look at Grim Determination.
Oh, yeah, I remember that scene, yeah. Well, okay, so what was your take on it, Peter?
Oh, look, I didn't realize they still made movies that are so bad that they're entertaining. And this is,
Well, I don't know if it was that bad. Terrible, yes, but that bad.
Look, it was that bad. It wasn't bland bad. I don't like it was like so bad that it's good bad. And you just wonder what was going through people's minds as they're making this. Obviously, they knew that the quality wasn't.
Well, let's run through the story for the people who haven't seen it.
That's true.
So, through your words, how would you describe this movie?
Well, it starts off in the Orinoco, and we're told it's the Orinoco, and there's big, angry piranhas. I'll be sick of that Enya song. And that's probably, that's probably why they're mad. But there's scientists, they're sciencing down there. You can tell they're scientists. They have, they have a laboratory full of science stuff. And there's stuff that a proper scientist wouldn't have. I'll try and critique this from the point of view of someone who's done some proper sciencing,
Sciencing in the actual word?
I've scienced.
You've scienced.
SciencedYep. And that's what these guys, they were sciencing, and they were trying to breed a more robust piranha, because, as you know, the piranhas, as they are, very lethargic.
I know. I've got the tagline for this movie. It's like, they were made to save man. Something went wrong.
Man was in trouble. What we needed was angrier piranhas.
We've got cancer. You know what we'll get rid of cancer?
Yeah, no,
piranhas.
Angrier, more robust piranhas. Apparently, they were growing them. They were taking nutrients in through their skin, which defeats the purpose of being a piranha, because obviously, they're good at eating stuff. You wouldn't need that extra bit of nutrient input.
But yeah. I don't even remember the scene where they explained why they were making them.
You had to pick it up subtly as it went along. They were obviously breeding protein. But then they ate a lot of metal.
Yeah.
You know, so they seem to I don't want to give anything too much away.
No, we can give it away. We can give it away.
But there's a lot of...
Yeah, okay, spoiler alerts for the rest of this podcast. But yeah, there was this one I get. It's they grow... Like, once they eat a few people, they grow bigger.
They grow exponentially, as one of the sighting guys explained.
Yeah, exactly. But for some of the audience members who saw this movie and enjoyed it, bigger's probably a nicer word for them.
So, bigger.
Yeah.
So they grow
bigger.
They weren't just bigger.
They weren't bigger yet.
Right? No, okay.
Yeah, they grow bigger. And then they eventually
pretty normal size, but those first couple who are having a nice picnic down by the Orinoco River, as you do, amongst all the soldier ants.
Oh, for sure.
And
you know, the locals know how to do it. It's not for tourists.
And they were a sexy couple. And
I don't know about the dude.
The dude, no.
Nah, the dude was just like,
I'm a producer and I can get you involved in a film.
That's pretty much
how I think she got involved.
The funny thing is, the scene right after was like a whole bunch of naked chicks on a boat.
Exactly. It was American Ambassador.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yes.
This is a very sweaty American Ambassador. Yeah. I think the piranhas swam up the rivers of sweat and attacked him from out of his own armpit.
Yeah.
It was a pretty brutal... But this is what brought in an added dimension to this film, which is the political content.
Yeah. And I don't know why the Venezuelan government and the American ambassador had to have some kind of meeting. Apparently, there was some
with a lot of boobs.
A lot of boobs. Yeah, like that's not one. That's definitely not racist.
No.
Yeah, that's just a pivotal plot point.
Yeah, that's what life in the diplomatic corps is like. It's a party on a boat with boobs and sweaty ambassadors.
Oh man, that was sweaty.
He was very. He was a very sweaty man.
Well, okay, so. These piranhas, they grow to a much bigger size, exponential size.
Exponential.
And they eventually turn like to the size of like whales.
Of a whale, yeah. Well, as the scientists explained, they'll be the size of it. Today, they're the size of a horse. In 2 hours, they'll be the size of an elephant. 8 hours, and the size of a whale. Then after that, he ran out of animals.
He just said two whales.
He could have said the size of eight whales.
Yeah.
He just ran out of analogies.
Well, this is what bothered me. Piranhas are still flesh, right? Flesh and bone.
Yeah.
Yet they can slam into a submarine, no problem, right? And tear it apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, still there's... Okay. All right, fair enough. The believability from the factor of growing within that size, tremendous, like in a short amount of time, bullshit, right? But to the fact where they're actually slamming themselves into buildings and all that, it's like, what?
Well, they didn't seem to have a plan.
Yeah.
Well, they did have a plan. They were heading for Washington. I mean, these obviously piranhas who were skilled in geopolitics and knew if they wanted to take over the world, I assume that's what they wanted to do. I mean,
well, you know, if they wanted to do it legitimately, they should have, you know, rallied, you know, got some petition signed. But
they could have formed a political party. They could have got votes. They could have signed up members. They could have. You know, there's like, other ways to take over the world other than just eating everything.
I can already see the political commercials right now. Obama is a shark. We're piranhas. We're not as bad.
Exactly. We're feeding frenzy politics.
Well, okay. So what did you think of the acting?
Well, the lead man, he had a look of grim determination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had all the right stocks. He'd worked out, had a bit of body, had very big nipples.
Oh fuck, that was some really big nipples.
When he packed his knife for his trick, he pulled the knife out of his little knife case, looked at it, yes, that's my knife, put it back in again. He knows how to be the tough guy. You know,
his range was still that one monotone level.
Well, you don't expect Steve, he was a Steve McQueen-esque. No, like
even McQueen
he was a man of action.
Yeah, but even McQueen had like range and emotion. This guy had one range and one emotion. Like that scene where he's like, "Yada yada yada, you're in trouble." Oh, and blah blah blah. He didn't even I just put more emotion to that "oh" than he did.
That's true. Yeah, and Tiffany. Like, I mean,
yeah, Tiffany.
You know, what can we look? I'll say, there's one point where she was asked to disappear. And I think, well, she's managed to do that quite well for the last 25 years. So.
and just
The ineptness of the Venezuelan military, because they had bad guy Diaz,
yeah,
General Diaz, or Colonel Diaz. He had a beret anyway, but to distinguish him from the rest of the rather inept Venezuelan army, who let our hero, Fitch, by the way, Fitch.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know where Abercrombie was during all of this, but Fitch, obviously he was back home designing clothes, but Fitch was down here in Venezuela, and they had him captured. I think he had to sneak away from what was called an installation described as the military army base at one stage. His method of escape was to do the crouching escape walk, where you sort of hunch a bit, you put your hands in front of you, you bend your arms slightly, and you lift your legs higher than normally and sort of go doink, 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 doink. I think, like, that's the coyotes' preferred method of escaping, because somewhere in a sneaky way.
I'm surprised there's no, like, music.
But the incredibly inept Venezuelan army, who obviously they were on ant duty, because at one stage he was up a palm tree or something, two guys sort of just went by with heads on the ground and got past him.
The bit where he rolls around on the floor and there's no one around.
He rolled for no good reason. And then
and how inept these guys were. Yeah. There's a scene where he's driving a car and he tells Tiffany, who's sitting in the passenger seat, to hide. So she ducks down.
She ducks.
And the army guy, they get stopped at a checkpoint, and the Venezuelan army dude looks into the car and goes, "Where are your papers, senor?" Not noticing
the two people.
The two people that are hiding in a car down. Who were just ducking down.
Now they might have chucked a rug over them. You don't know. They might have edited that bit out. Maybe if they look at the deleted scenes, the director's commentary, it's probably explained. But then it didn't matter anyway. He just punched the guy.
Yeah, exactly. How easy was that? It was one dude at the checkpoint.
Because this is obviously the world's worst army. One dude at the checkpoint. He wasn't expecting to be punched. Yeah, they never trained them for the punch in the Venezuela. These guys are carrying plastic submachine guns. Obviously, they gone down to Toys R Us to arm the.
What was your favorite? Favorite death scene in the movie?
Well, there was a big, fat, sweaty scientist who just got taken in a Samuel L. Jackson Deep Blue Sea style midway through an heroic speech. Just didn't see that coming at all. I think there was commandos dropping out of helicopters and piranhas leaping through the air and catching them midair.
These copters are still way well above sea water.
Yeah.
And these piranhas are just leaping through the air magical dolphins.
Well, there's way too many death scenes where I don't think you're really meant to laugh at each death scene, but there's something that's, oh my God, kind of, there was one, I think the scenes beside they hired about five or six extras to play the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And they got taken one by one by piranhas who didn't think ahead, leaping onto dry land to eat someone, but then stuck there. They can't get back. They're piranhas.
Yeah.
And they're fish. They're fish out of water. They're...
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. That's not. Then they're fish. Well, fish probably can't plan ahead. They have only 7 second memories. Like, Bob's just jumped out there.
Let's go. Where'd
Bob go? Yeah. Bob, I might jump out there too.
I'll be like, wait, who's Bob?
Yeah. Who am I?
Well,
why am I in midair again?
My favorite death scene wasn't even a piranha killing someone. Yeah. It was that scene where the lead character is in the helicopter.
Yes, of course. Bad guy number two. Yeah. Laughing henchman. Venezuelan. Laughing henchman. He had a good role, henchman.
And
sad when he died.
He shoots him with a flare gun in his mouth and his head just explodes everywhere.
It was fantastic. It was a good death.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah. But you should give a nod to the post-production special effects guy.
The graphics were actually pretty decent.
His fingers must be worked down to the bone. He worked overtime, far working far harder than, I say, the person who was given the credit of script supervisor or director. Yeah.
Some of the directing shots, it was shaky cam all over. It was like worse than Transformers. I know he was trying to show it was like an action movie and everything was serious, but like those moments where everything was sped up on fast forward.
Yes, there was a lot of speeding up for some reason, for no good reason.
None at all. None. And no, my favorite part would have to be when the first 10 minutes of the movie, every character got a little title sequence.
Oh, saying who they were. Yes, yes.
So a character will pop on screen or go into black and white or pause and you hear shk, their name and what their title is.
Greg Brady.
Yep.
Bob Grady. He looked under a lot of stress. I think the president might have found a cigarette in his coat pocket, and he was going to. Yeah, he knew he had to just answer to that later on. But for the moment,
I don't think it was stress. I think it was like years and years of drug abuse.
I think there's a lot of drug abuse. I think the whole reason this movie's reason for being was an excuse to go down to Belize.
Yeah, the two filming locations are Belize and California. Yet the movie is supposed to be taking place near Florida and Venezuela.
Yeah, but I would say a botanical garden somewhere in California where there's some palm trees.
Yeah,
perhaps the world's ugliest beach where a family were going for their holiday though. They were chucking a beach ball around. They were having fun on a beach.
And two guys fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, how bad were the jokes? The one-liner jokes. You know how in every action movie you hear someone, you know, they'll throw a one-liner and you're like, yeah, that's pretty funny, pretty witty. This one. Yeah, there was like, why don't you go faster? And he just looks at her and goes, get a faster car.
I forgot that. I'm sorry, I was going to crack up again at that one. But, well, that car chase, that was one of the most remarkable cars. I've never seen a car chase in an automatic car before.
Yeah, and that automatic car did wonders.
He dropped it down from drive to the second gear at some stage. Obviously, they knew someone who could lend them some new cars for the day.
I don't know what to say about this, but I know this is one of the Asylum movies, the production company called The Asylum, and they make what is known to the industry, and they'll first coin the term.
That's okay. Seizures are... mouth has been taken by the person who wrote the subtitles for this film.
Oh, man.
It went from English to Spanish in mid-sentence at one stage for like, no good reason.
Yeah. I don't want to think about this movie anymore. But they coined the term mockbusters.
Mm.
So what they'll do is get a title of a pretty popular movie
and
not parody it. They'll just make a really cheap imitation of it.
Yeah, on the hope that someone...
Well, it's like, you know...
Someone who's at the movie buying shop where you buy your movies will accidentally pick up Mega Piranha instead of...
Piranha 3D.
Well, whatever film that is there.
It was Piranha 3D
at the time. The King's Speech, I thought, maybe. But no.
It's like...
The King's Leech. That's the next production. I don't know. But anyway,
It's like going to, you know, you're going to go buy some Cocoa Puffs at the store, but I'll just bring up Cocoa Puffs. It's the same.
Yeah,
thing. Exactly. And then you taste it and you're like, this nothing
not
like
this,
Cocoa
no,
Puffs.
No, this isn't quite as good as Piranha in 3D at all.
Or Kellogg's Corn Flakes and then you just got flake corned.
Yeah, or exactly
yeah.
corns.
Yeah, it's
no.
Like, no, I'll stick with Kellogg's things.
Yeah, you don't want those ones.
Okay, so as a marine biologist, what did... Did any part of it annoy you knowing it was factually incorrect?
Yes. The sea squirts on the bottom of the Orinoco River.
Oh, yeah?
That's a marine species. That's a saltwater species. So they shot at the bottom of the Orinoco River, probably off the coast of California, I'd say.
Yep.
Also, when the men in Venezuela said, welcome to the Amazon. That's the other side of the Mato Grosso. But anyway... I see Orinoco. It's a totally different river system. It's not the Amazon.
So there's that was just like in the first opening 5 minutes of the movie.
Yes. I think there was one explanation of something. It had stem cells in it. I think there's one explanation from scientist number two, it was obviously the writer just putting every sciencey word they'd heard of into one line. It was...
No, what was the scientific name they gave the piranha?
Crappy Fishes Gigantus or something.
Yeah, something like that. It was some ridiculous name. It's like, look in a dictionary,
The mega piranha totally defeats the purposes of a piranha. The scary thing about the piranha is that there's tiny, but there's a lot of them.
Mm.
And they can all skeletonize you inside. Now, a big piranha defeats the purpose of a feeding frenzy because only one of them at a time can eat you.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. It's not
like,
scary.
It's like piranhas eating plankton.
And Piranhas attacking and eating submarines for no good reason. There's no nutrients in there. You know.
How would you improve this movie?
I wouldn't.
You'd leave it as
is? I'd leave it as it. Look, I loved it. Look, yeah. Honest to God, this is a very entertaining film. This
it was
far more entertaining than a lot of serious-minded films that you'd want to see. Look, this is a perfect film to get a bunch of blokes around and have a bit of a smoke, you know, and just sit back
and just laugh and enjoy
how bad it is.
You mean a normal cigarette, right?
A normal, exactly.
We just got to make sure that.
No, and I wouldn't promote taking any kind of narcotic.
We don't want to promote people smoking bongs while watching this movie or smoking joints or taking some eggies to enhance the experience.
Bong water right up your nose. You know, that's a hazard.
What if the piranhas were in bong water? Would that be interesting?
I think that would be good.
That would be a much better movie.
Mini piranhas would be more important. Would be scarier than mega piranhas because they could just go anywhere. And if there's millions of mini piranhas, they could eat you. You could be just as eaten by mini piranhas as one mega piranha.
What would you call the movie?
Bong water piranhas.
I'd
borrow it.
You'd watch it?
I'd watch it. Bong Water Piranhas.
All right. Anyone out there who's willing to give me a budget of $10,000, I'll make Bong Water Piranha.
Yes. This also explains the whole Venezuela-American political situation too. Greg Brady at one stage didn't want to send any army ships in because that would be violating. Venezuela. After sending Fitch down.
Yeah. Yeah, he has
already. Left. Sending his best man undercover.
With 12 other guys, but when he counted, there was more
than
12.
Only about 10 guys in the Venezuelan army, And they're not very good. They can't even chase down Tiffany. Tiffany managed to run away from these guys at one stage.
And does it successfully.
Anyway, she'd have run that fast if there was a cream bun at the other end of the track.
Oh, poor Tiffany.
Well, she was a babe in a day.
Yeah, in a day. Yeah. So, how much would you give this movie out of star rating out of 5?
Oh, look, as a serious film, half a star out of 5. I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5 if you just want something that's fun to watch. It'll kill an hour and a half. Well, if you want to know what Greg Brady's up to, if you want to know what Tiffany's up to, want to feel better about your own life, everyone got paid well in this film. I assume it may be script supervisor, but I think people combining roles in this movie paid for it in the loss of their souls. Maybe. Yeah,
well, as a serious movie, I'll give it two.
Two
stars out of 5.
That's controversial, Margaret.
Oh, let me tell you why.
Yes,
special effects were good.
For the budget, they were good. Yeah,
I've seen high end movie productions like Daredevil, and the graphics weren't as good.
Well. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Secondly,
well, that the guy was blind in Daredevil. Daredevil himself did the effects on Daredevil.
So one star.
Daredevil did the effects on this film.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he probably wrote the script. He was a script supervisor.
He was a script supervisor. He was doing the camera work.
I'll give half a star to some of the actors in it, because they were acting pretty well. Diaz was pretty good.
Diaz really thought he was making a good film. You could tell. Diaz thought,
he was pouring his heart into it.
Diaz thought Arnie might watch this film and pick me as a villain for his next film. It's made by people who have not seen any real life. They've seen a lot of movies. I think
they have no concept of
what the world really is like. But they've seen army guys in other movies. They've seen Venezuelans in other movies. And they've given it their best shot.
And the other half star for the boobs. Boobs always get half
boobs
a star.
Boobs are good, but they sucked you in with the boobs. They put the boobs in the
right
first
at the beginning,
5 minutes.
Yeah, and I was like, I was expecting
and then you're
more
waiting
boobs.
For boobs. Mega boobs.
Yeah. I'll make that movie. Yeah. Forget mega piranha.
That's what the scientists, that would say.
Bog water piranha. Forget that one. Let's make mega boobs.
More robust boobs.
Yeah. Boobs that just take over New York City.
Boobs that have stem cells in them. That grow exponentially to the size of whales.
Two whales. All right, well, thanks for your time, Peter.
No worries, mate.
It was a pleasure having Dr. Peter
this
Green.
This is a great way to spend Monday night.
Yeah. Well, this might get so popular that we might have to move it to Tuesday.
Oh, well.
You know, moving up in the world.
We made a move it to three couches.
To whale-sized couches. All right. Well, that's Peter Green. I've been CJ Kaiser. Thank you for listening to Film Chat. We'll be back next week with another awesome/bad movie. Thank you. Good night.
Cheerio.